Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:09. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm telling you, this morning when I woke up, I called Paul Douglas. It was 6:24 in the morning. My kids had an apple orchard event with the folks at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. And I was like, Paul, I don't really want to go out there because it is cold. And it might rain. Where's my 90 degrees? It was just 90 degrees the other day. I know it's coming. I have to tell y'all, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. You know, I layered up so that the kids could get to the apple orchard this morning. But I have to tell you, it was a chore. It would have been a lot easier to just run out of the door and go if we didn't have to put on boots because of the mud and gloves and hats and coats and 15, 72 layers. But it's coming. It's Minnesota. I know, Linnea. I know, Brenda. I know what y'all are telling me. It's Minnesota, Shaletta. Just get used to it. But I just had that 90-degree day, and I want it back. It's like an old boyfriend that you really didn't want to break up with, but you loved him more than he loved you, and he left. You know, that's how I feel with the 90 degree weather. All right. Now, listen, y'all know I am nosy Rosie. I like to know what's going on with other people. You know, for me, there's nothing better than hearing a secret except telling it. And so a couple of weeks ago, we had the Minneapolis Police Department here, and they were talking about they were going to Alabama. They were recruiting at a historically black college and universities to find more black women to join the force. And I'm looking at Channel 4 and I'm looking at Channel 11, and everybody's doing stories with Kia Boyd and Crystal, the officers who were here on my show. Couple weeks ago, I'm just say I was the first person talking about this. And so I didn't appreciate that somebody else had the update before I did. So I said, Sergeant Kia, you got to come on my show. And she said, Shaletta, I'm out of town. And I was like, I don't care that you are in California. I don't really care. You coming on my show to talk about what happened in Alabama, because I'm not going to watch you on all these other networks talking about this. And you don't give, hey, Jimmy, Jimmy's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Looking good. Hey, Jimmy. That's Jimmy Erickson, the producer on the Vanita Sarkar show in the morning, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So I said, Kia, you're coming on my show. I don't care that you away in California because I want the update. And she is joining us now courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Sergeant Kia, I have to say, I'm feeling some kind of way that I'm watching you on everybody else's newscast where nobody was talking about this until I was talking about this.
Yes, but you got the word out. So you had the exclusive that we were heading down there.
Well, I guess if you put it that way, it makes me feel a little bit better. Okay, I like the way you put it, girl. Okay, I'll take that. But you and Officer Crystal, y'all came on the show a couple of weeks ago before you headed down to Alabama for this historic trip. You know, after George Floyd died, the Minneapolis Police Department really, you all were intentional about diversity and recruiting. And so I want you to talk to me because we spent three segments on this show talking about that trip and the logistics and, you know, how you guys came up with the idea. And you're back now. You went for the day for this career fair at Alabama A&M University. Tell me what that was all about and what it was like.
It was about reconnecting with our former intern, Jayla Hall, who's a senior now at Alabama A&M, and just showing up, showing our support for her at her career fair. Again, she gave us great insight on what we need to do and where we need to meet the students. And so I took her upon that offer, and we headed down there. And it was so welcoming. The door was open for us. They showed us to our table. We had additional local news stations down there, and Jayla definitely helped us out with letting the other students know that we were going to be down there.
And what was the reception like? Because you traveled a long way, 900 miles.
Yes.
And when you look at career fairs at colleges and universities, it's usually a banking company, an accounting firm, a hospital. Rarely have I seen a police department recruiting at a college career fair. So what was the reception like when the students saw you in uniform?
Yes, it was shock initially on their faces, even some of the staff, surprised that we would travel this far. And it meant a lot to tell them that they're worth it and that we are willing to travel this far because we know there's good students here that can potentially become good Minneapolis police officers.
Now, tell me about those students, the ones that you met. You know, what was that like? What was that encounter like when they came up to the booth? Was it more that they were inquiring about the Minneapolis Police Department, that they have an interest in careers in law enforcement?
Yes.
What was that like?
Yes, it was because they do have a criminal justice major down there, but it's also a lot of the females that were coming to our tables were more in psychology, of course, as I mentioned before, and sociology, and just having them see a table full of females from lieutenant, sergeant, and officer, and even an intern, all females representing a police department, it kind of changed their mindset. Like, oh, you're actually female officers? And just letting her know and them know that your tools that you're learning here can be used out on the street as well.
And so did you have a successful recruiting event when you look back over this time and the energy and the effort it took to get down there? What were the results like? Would you consider this a success?
Yes, I would, because I was shocked to even hear. Usually when you go down south and people here in Minnesota, they equate that to the winters, and I'm always hearing it's too cold. But actually, I was surprised to hear the number of students that were actually looking to get out of Alabama and wouldn't mind relocating.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we've got a new wave of the Great Migration. You know, people are talking about it all the time when you look at the statistics. And I was very shocked to find out that, you know, the population of African Americans in Minnesota, the state overall, has jumped 122% since the last time they took a census. And I have to say, that's not even including biracial. That is just, you know, you identify as Black. You know, when you start adding biracial, those numbers go up, but that's a triple digit percentage point. So people are relocating to the Twin Cities for education and opportunities and all sorts of things. And so, you know, I just kind of want to know when they came to, because I'm nosy, when they came to the table, like what were some of the first questions that they asked?
Well, at first we're like, do we have a Minneapolis in Alabama? And then we, no, this is up north in Minnesota. They're like, oh, we wasn't sure. And then just the question of, you guys traveled all the way down here and why? And just letting them know, because you're worth it, because we want to recruit you.
Wow.
And so just reaffirming to them. And you could tell, you know, just, and even if they didn't choose Minneapolis, letting them know that, you know, walk around here with your head up. These agencies and other organizations are here because they want you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I know what the students took away, but what did you take away? Because I know you went there to give, but you came home with something. You know, what was the one nugget, you know, as you were back on the plane coming back to the Twin Cities that you took?
Mm-hmm. That, honestly, that our department, the Minneapolis Police Department, is heading in the right direction, that we're being progressive and open-minded, and that the door isn't being closed when I bring ideas to the table. You know, it's more so, instead of, we don't have the funding to, we'll try to make it work. If we believe in you, Kia, and if you say this is what we need to do, and I'm saying it's worth a try.
And, girl, I'm telling you, when you have a boss or people in charge who will listen to and appreciate your ideas,
yes.
it's just amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. Well, Kia, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back to your California trip. I do appreciate you taking a break and taking some time to chat with me and give me the lowdown.
It's a work trip.
Yes.
It's a work trip, so I had to include it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, because otherwise I would have been real salty at you for talking to all the other media. And before you go, I just have to say, girl, y'all blew up. Everybody in town,
yes.
You know, I think the NBC, CBS, ABC, somebody was like, they own CBS. And then somebody said, they own ABC. Somebody said, they own NBC. So, you know, the report that the Minneapolis Police Department was in town, the word got out. And, you know, it was just really nice to see that positive story about our city win. The last time, you know, people in Alabama heard about us and heard national news, it was the police department doing something to a man named George Floyd. And this time, some police officers are coming to recruit students. So it was just a really good positive story, a really good positive trip. And I'm so grateful that you shared some of that with us.
Yes. And thank you for being along with us on this journey.
Oh, girl, I'm right there. I'm nosy. I want to know what's going on, what y'all going down there for, and when y'all got there, what happened. I got to give my viewers and listeners the scoop, because, you know, you came on right before y'all got ready to leave. And, you know, next thing I know, you all over TV. I was like, well, you got to come back here and give us an update, too. So
yes,
I'm checking that off the box. You have a great day, and thank you so much for being on the show.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come.